तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
We have seen Lord is giving many arguments to do Karma Yoga. Many arguments. Number one, he says Karma Yoga should be done because it is a sadhan or a means for reaching Gyan Yoga. For getting Sankhya, we have to do Karma Yoga for purification of mind. Number two, we are the citizens of this cosmos, and all other inhabitants of this cosmos, they are doing their duties. Each cosmos, each being is an important link in this cosmos, and without the cooperation of each and every one, the cosmos cannot run smoothly. So Lord says, you are also an important link. We all are a very important link in this cosmos. So he says, we also do our duty. Therefore, he says, how this duty should be done? Asakta satatam karyam karma samachara. Asaktam, without attachment, we should do our duty. What will happen if I do that? If I do my duty without attachment, then paramapnoti purusaha. You will get the param, the supreme truth, supreme reality. You will get that. You will get bliss. Okay. But only one person is exempted from duty. Who is that? Jnani. One who is atma-tripta, atma-santushta and atma-rati. Only he is exception to this rule. Otherwise, we all have to follow this rule. Then he says, people have done this and they got sansiddhi. Sansiddhi means they got the perfection. Karmanne bhi sansiddhi maastita janakadeha. Janakadi, they got perfection, realization. How? By doing the karma only. Then he gives another argument. Yad yad acharitri sreshtha tattad eva itarah jana. Itarah jana means whatever the Shrestha. Oh Arjun, you are Shrestha, you are great, you are noble. So whatever you do, they will follow. Then he says, Name Parthasti Kartabhyam Trisilokishkinchana. Oh Partha, I have got no duty in three worlds. Why there is no duty? Because there is no Praptabhya. If there is a Praptabhya, then there is a Kartabhya. If I don't need anything from the world, then there is no duty. Na anavaptam avaptabhyam varta eva cha karmani. So, I don't need anything. You see, Lord is owner of the whole world. He owns everything. Then he says, if you are realized, how should you act in the world? Na buddhi vedam janiyet ajnanam karma sanginam jo se sarv karmani vidwan yukta samacharana. Na buddhiye janayet. You don't unsettle the mind of ignorant people. Instruction to the realized people, those who are buddhiman. Don't unsettle them. Don't tell them, are you attached to your wife? Are you attached to your husband? Are you attached to your children? Are you attached to your house? You are doing something wrong. Don't say all these things to them. Then what you should do, jo se sarv karmani vidwan yukta samacharana, you should also act, white person, you should also act in this world. How? Samacharan, with devotion. With devotion means devotion toward the Lord. Devotion toward the Lord. Then he says, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. All actions are done by guna prakriti. Guna prakriti, sattva rajas tamas. Whatever is happening in the world, it is happening because of the guna, because of the qualities of prakriti. What are the qualities of prakriti? Sattva rajas and tamas. Ahankar vimudatma karta miti manyate. One whose mind is deluded, he thinks I am doer. Who is doer? Doer is prakriti. There are only two things. One is atma, another is anatma. Atma is not doer. Anatma is doer. What is anatma? Prakriti is anatma. How this prakriti, this whole world is made up? Trigun. It's made up sattva, rajas and tamas. My body is also made up sattva, rajas, tamas. Whole world is also made up the same sattva, rajas, tamas gun. Made up five great elements. Kartam iti manyate. This is our blunder. We consider ourselves as karta. You are not karta. Who is karta? Karta is, always remember, karta is prakriti, atma is akarta. Atma, in the presence of atma, prakriti will act. Without the presence of atma, prakriti cannot act. Because the sentiency is lent by atma to anatma. To anatma. And then anatma starts functioning. Gunay karmani sarvasa. What is this guna karmani sarvasa? We have seen in our earlier class. It is jnana sakti, iccha sakti, and kriya sakti. Jnana sakti in the buddhi, iccha sakti in the mind, and kriya sakti in the prana. All buddhi, mind, and prana are made of trigun. Are made of trigun means made of pancha mahabhut, which has got trigun. Pancha mahabhut, sabda sparsa, rupa ras gandha. So they have got the two stages, gross and subtle. But in each there is sattva, rajas and tamas. So tattvabhittu mahabaho guna karma vibhagyo. The tattvabhittu, the knower of truth, he knows. Knows what? He knows this guna karma vibhag. What is this guna karma vibhag? He knows what is jnana sakti, what is iccha sakti and what is kriya sakti. Jnana sakti belongs to intellect. Kriya sakti belongs to prana, iccha sakti belongs to mind. All these are made of pancha mahabhut and trigun, but their functions are different. Buddhi function is different, mind function is different, and the prana's function is different. But they are all made of pancha mahabhut. Guna gunesu vartante iti matvana sajjate. He knows guna of senses. Our senses, our five organs of perception and action, they are also made of this triguna. And all the sense objects of the world also are made of triguna. They are also made of pancha mahabhut. My body is also made of pancha mahabhut. Pancha mahabhut had got the triguna. I also have got the triguna. Those who have studied tattva, they know from the sattva guna came the organs of perception. From rajogun came the organs of action. Mind came from the sattagun, subtle sattagun of all pancha mahabhut. Prana are made of subtle elements rajogun. Of panch rajogun. Rajogun of subtle pancha mahabhut. See? So everything is made of pancha mahabhut. Some are subtle, some are gross. This body is made of the tamasic ansa of pancha mahabhut. So we have got sattva, rajas and tamas in this body, and outside also the whole world is made of sattva, rajas and tamas. Guna genosi vartante itva matvana sajjate, they don't attach to it. They don't attach to it because they know this is Prakriti. This is Anatma. This is not Atma. Why should attach to Anatma? When Atma is available. So they are Tattvittu. Tattvittu means those who are attached to Tattva. Tattva means Atma. Those who are attached to Atma, they don't get attached to Anatma. Na sajjate. Next.
Tattvavittu Mahabaho. Prakriter guna sammuraha. Sajjante guna karmasu. Tana kritsna vidho mandan. Kritsna vinna vichalayet. Prakriter guna sammuraha sajjante guna karmasu. Tana kritsna vidho mandan. Kritsna vinna vichalayet.
Prakriter guna sammuraha. Person, guna sammuraha, deluded by guna. Guna means sattva, rajas, tamas. One who is deluded by guna, whose guna? Prakriti, of nature. One who is deluded by the guna, sattva, rajas, and tamas, of prakriti, sajjante, deluded, now he is attached to that. Attached to what? Attached to guna, attached to anatma. Guna karmasu, in the function of the guna. Sense organs are interacting with the sense object. Both are made of trigun. Both are made of panchamahabhut. But one who is deluded, guna sammura, what he does? Sajjante, he gets attached to that. Attached to anatma vastu. Tan a Krishna vid mandan, Krishna vid na vichalet. Na vichalet. Should not unsettle, na vichale, should not assert. To whom? A Krishnavid, of the imperfect knowledge, those who are attached to anatma vastu, those who are attached to the guna, they should not be unsettled. Unsettled by whom? Krishnavid, man of perfect knowledge, a realized person, a jnani, a tattvabhut, should not unsettle the people who are attached to Prakriti's guna. And those who are attached to Prakriti's guna, Bhagwan says, they are mandan. Mandan means they are foolish people. Moodha. They are moodha. Guna sammoodha. So those deluded by the qualities of the nature, guna, are attached to function of qualities, the man of perfect knowledge should not unsettle the foolish who are of the imperfect knowledge. So what is our delusion? Our delusion is this. We are deluded by this upadhi, this conditioning, this deha. What we think? This deha is created of trigun. And a jnani thinks this upadhi, this conditioning, this deha is atma. We all consider this deha as atma. But this deha is anatma. When we come to satsang, we come to know that this whole gross body, subtle body, causal body is atma. No, gross body, subtle body, you are not moving your head. That means you are all agreeing that this gross body, subtle body is atma. I want to see expression in your face so that I can understand that whatever you are listening, you are understanding properly. No, gross body, subtle body and causal body is anatma. And this ajnani, he has forgotten one thing. What is one thing? That I am paramatma, I am atma, param ananda sarupa. We all have forgotten that. We all have forgotten that we are the atman, satchid ananda, param ananda rupa. So he considers, out of delusion, we consider our karta bhokta. Who is karta? Already we have decided. Atma is karta. Atma is not karta. I will delude you again and again so that you are attentive. Atma is a karta, but one person who is deluded, he thinks he is karta. Prakriti is karta. Prakriti is jada, inert. It acts in the presence of Atma. So we consider our karta bhokta because of delusion. And when guna gunesu vartante, we get some flashes of joy. When we are transacting with the world, with our sense organs, organs of perception, and organ of action, and we are enjoying objects of the world, sometimes we get flashes of some joy. Flashes of, why it is happening? Kindle life. Your mind becomes quiet and you think you have got the joy. And this object or this person or this being has given me joy. No! There is no joy in the world. Where is the joy? Joy is inside in the mind. When the vritti has stopped, when it has become, no agitation is there, it has become calm. You enjoy. You get joy. So you can become happy even without objects of the world if you know the technique of making the mind quiet, agitationless. You can become happy. Okay. And since we enjoy these flashes of joy, we think the joy is there and we want to visit that vishay, that object again and again for getting the joy. This is happening whole life and we are always unfulfilled. Never we became fulfilled. Kritya kritya, aur nahi chahiye, bas, khatam. So how is our life, our plan of our whole life? It is like this. First we go to school. Then our parents say, you have to get good marks. Then school says, okay, you have to take extracurricular activities also, otherwise you will not get in good college. So either you take drum, or you take this, or you take that. Something you have to take. So you start doing that. Why? Because I want to get into Ivy League. That is goal. For all each child, the goal is Ivy League. For that, for 12 years, he is putting in all his effort. So why do you want admission in the good college? Why Ivy League? There are hundreds of other colleges also. No. If I go to Ivy League, I will get a good job. People ask me, where did you get your graduation or master degree? Oh, you know, Harvard or Oxford. Or this college, that college. Oh, you are from there? No more questions. Okay. Okay. Why you want a good job? Settlement in life. I want to settle in life. What is your settlement? I want to get married. Then after that, again after married children, then after that I have to get a good house. Now I need 4 bedrooms. When I was bachelor, I needed only bedroom. Now I need 4. This is our whole life plan, you know, I'm telling you. We all have passed through all this thing. Then house, then you need a good car, then you want to secure your life. So working up to the age of 65 for getting $1 million in savings. So even if you save 1 million or 10 million also, you don't get here interest. You know, the bank don't give you any interest here. Okay, so this continues. You see, up to 65, then after that we start planning how to shift our, whether I should draw my this thing, and again we are thinking, if I draw, I have to pay tax. Don't draw. See, the whole life I was working. My own money, I want to withdraw now. Now government is saying that when we are paying tax, at that time gave you exemption. Now if you want to withdraw from there, you have to pay tax. I don't want to pay tax, I don't withdraw. Planning, 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 and this way is the country. Life gone. Khatam. Whole life is gone. This is what a Krishnavid, an ignorant person, he thinks this way. Incomplete man, Krishnavid, Atmavid, Sanyam, he knows Brahman, na vichalet, never voluntarily seek a jnani. Slowly, you have to move him from the kama karma. We all are doing only selfish action, egocentric action. What we have to do, slowly, we have to move you from karta bhav to akarta bhav. You cannot reach in one jump, understand? We all are karta now, because of delusion. And the goal is to reach to akarta bhav, non-doer. It cannot happen in one jump. There is one more step, and that step is karan bhav, instrument. I am instrument in the hands of Lord. Slowly we have to do. So how to start? So start with love. Love toward God. Love toward God. In Narad Bhakti Sutra we were discussing, we all have got the capital of love, but we all have invested in non-profitable thing, 401k and all that investment, and always thinking, it has gone down today. So much, I have lost 40% of my saving. Before Corona it was so much. Within 1 month it has gone down to 40% down ho gaya. What will happen? You start worrying. What will happen? The Lord says, start with love. Love toward God. How to introduce? Through Karma Yoga. Through Karma Yoga. In Narad Bhakti Sutra also we are saying that we have to change our portfolio. Portfolio, we have invested the capital of our love in such business which is not giving me dividend. Which is not giving me dividend. Same love, now you have to take out from that portfolio which is not giving you dividend to Lord, which will be giving you good dividend. Very good dividend he will give you. So how much we have to keep in the world then? Only that much which is required here. Only that much love you give in the world. Rest of the capital of the world you take out from the wrong investments which we have made and put it into new investment. What is new investment? Bhagwan. Okay, how to do it? So this is the prana sloka of chapter 3, Karma Yoga. Gurudev used to chant 3 times. We also will chant 3 times. First time we will be lead and follow, and 2 times together we will chant. Yes.
Mayi sarvani karmani. Mayi sarvani karmani. Sannasyadhyatma chetasa. Sannasyadhyatma chetasa. Nirashir nirmamo bhutva. Nirashir nirmamo bhutva. Yudhasvavigatajvaraha. Mayi sarvani karmani. Sannasyadhyatma chetasa. Nirashir nirmamo bhutva. Yudhasvavigatajvaraha. Mayi sarvani karmani. Sannasyadhyatma chetasa. Nirashir nirmamo bhutva. Yudhasvavigatajvaraha.
We chanted 3 times, but I didn't find all of you chanting because lips were not moving. I could see you, all of you. All of you I will see. Okay. So renouncing all actions in me, mai sarvani karmani sanyasya. Mai in me. Sarvani karmani. Karmani, all the actions. How many actions? 95% Bhagwan? No! Sarvani, 100% actions. Karvani sanyas renounce. Adhyatma chetasa, with the mind centered on the self. Nirasi, free from hope. Nirmama, free from egoism. Bhutva, having become. Yudhasva, fight. Vigatajvara, free from mental fever. So Lord has completed all arguments of Karma Yoga. In today's lecture, in the beginning, I told you all the arguments of Karma Yoga. Why should we do Karma Yoga? So this verse is summary of Karma Yoga. All concepts of Karma Yoga are incorporated in it. Lord is talking as a person in this verse. mayi. See how fortunate was Arjun. Lord is standing in front of him and Lord is saying, mayi, in me, for me. Your all actions should be for me. Mayi means Vasudeve Parameswara Sarvagye Sarvatmani Sarvani Karmani. Sarvani means all your duties, all your actions. Sarvani Karmani, but note here, it does not include Kamya Karma and Nisiddha Karma. Sarvani Karmani does not include Kamya Karma and Nisiddha Karma here. So what it includes? It includes Laukik Karma. Laukik Karma is all our daily duties. And Vedic Karma, Agnihotra, Sandhyabandhan, rituals, Yajna, Swadharma, these are all karma. Sannyasya, Nichipta, renouncing. So renouncing all your Laukik Karma and Vedic Karma. Not Kamya Karma and Nisiddha Karma. Be very, very clear. We are not talking about Kamya Karma and Nisiddha Karma. Other than Kamya and Nisiddha Karma, we have got other four karma. Those are Nitya Karma, Naimittik Karma, Prayaschit Karma and Upasana. So how to do Mai Sarvani Karmani Sannyasya? We do many actions. Many actions. Early morning we have taken, brushed our teeth and taken bath. Hope everybody has taken bath. I'm not sure. Mai Sarvani Karmani Sannyasya. So we are breathing also. In every minute, maybe two times, three times, we are breathing inside, outside. This is also a karma. This is also a karma. So how to renounce, how to offer all karma to Bhagwan? So offering has to be full and complete. Should I remember Lord before each action, before each breathing? Is it possible? Remembering Lord while taking, inhaling, is it possible? No. Although, if you want to know, in each breathing he is saying, soham, I am here. He is reminding us, I am here. But we are not listening. So how to offer? So it is said, we offer ourselves to Lord, thus offer all our actions to Lord. If I offer myself, in Narad Bhakti Sutra also it was said, Nivedita Atma Loka Veda. Atma means yourself. Loka means all your possessions you have to surrender. Veda, all punya, all the rituals also you have to surrender. Only this morning we saw it. How? Can you give an example? Yes. Mother offers herself to children. All her actions are for children. We all do that. All mothers, they have all offered themselves to children. Okay. Similarly, the head of family offers himself to the family. All his actions are for the family. Gurudev, Guruji, Mukha Swamiji, they have offered themselves for the mission. All our actions for the mission only. This way we have to offer ourselves to the Lord. And all actions will be for his happiness. Adhyatma chetasa. Chetas means mind. Adhyatma chetas. Mind should be adhyatma chetas. We have seen mind can be money minded. We say na sometimes this person is money minded. Or somebody's mind may be work alcoholic. Always think work. Or somebody's mind may be in the yes, fame, name and fame. Mere ko naam chahiye. Yes. Okay. But Shankaracharya says, Adhyatma Chetasa means Vivek Buddhya Aham Karta Ishwaraya Vrityavat. Vrityavat means I am Vrityam is servant. Vrityavat Karomi Iti Anaya Buddhya. I am Lord's servant. First thing. I am Lord's servant. Then I am pleasing God with my action. Once you become servant, when you are employed somewhere, all your actions, whether you like it or you don't like it, is for the happiness of your employer. Is it not so? If you go and say, I have come to office, but I want to do action according to my wish. Now I feel sleepy, I will sleep now on the desk. What will happen? Even if you feel sleepy, you have to work there to please your boss. Similarly, once you accept that I am servant of the Lord, now you have to please Lord. With what? With my actions and thought. I have to please Lord. And I will not be pleasing myself. This is Adhyatma Chetasa in relation to Karma Yoga. This is Adhyatma, the main point, Adhyatma Chetasa in the Karma Yoga. Adi plus Atma plus Chetasa, mind pertaining to self. Adi means pertaining. Mind pertaining to Atman. That means what? All our Ichha Shakti, Gyan Shakti, Kriya Shakti be used for Antaryami Atma. All just now we were seeing that we have got the three Shakti. Gyan Shakti, Ichha Shakti. Gyan Shakti belongs to mind. No movement. All forgotten. It's not your fault, you know. It's not your fault. It's all the fault of Bhagwan, you know. Why Bhagwan's fault? Because Bhagwan has given us such buddhi. The memory is very short. And we all think we are listening, we will be able to retain everything. And we have all experienced that we forget within 5 minutes. This is not our fault. Manufacturer's fault. He has made buddhi in Kali Yuga like that. So this Jnan Shakti for buddhi and Ichha Shakti of mind and Kriya Shakti of pran, all should be used for Antaryami Atma. Antaryami Atma, which is Paramatma. So an action can be done as a Karta Bhav, which we are doing now, or as a Akarta Bhav. Our goal is to reach to Akarta Bhav. We are all deluded. We think we are doer. No. Who is doer? Atma is doer. Not everybody has understood. Atma is not doer. Atma is a karta. Who is doer then? Prakriti is doer. The Maya, Anatma is doer. So why are you calling yourself as doer? I am deluded. Okay. So how can I reach to karta, from karta bhav to akarta bhav? By karan bhav, we can reach. We all can reach. Okay. So we act for the employer against salary, but we never act for the Lord who gave us the BMI, body, mind, and intellect. He gave us. But we never act for Him. He gave us the capacity. He is sitting inside. He is making this body sentient. But we still don't work for Him. So what is to be done? Shift your attention from ego to Paramatma. Hey, this much is to be done. Shift your attention from Karta Bhav to Paramatma. Karta Bhav to Atma. This Atma is Paramatma only. We have to shift attention from ego to self. And be a servant of the Lord like Hanumanji. Servant of the Lord. If you are asked to identify, how do we identify? We identify, I am representative of this company, I am husband of so-and-so, or I am father of so-and-so, or this way we identify. But according to this sloka, your first identification should be that I am servant of Lord, number one. And all our subsequent are secondary. I am father, I am mother, I am child, or I am grandparent. These are all secondary. First, you should identify with the Lord. I am servant of the Lord. You see the Bharatji, when Ramji went to Banvas, what he did? He took the Paduka. He was supposed to rule the whole country. He said, no, I will not sit on the throne. What I will do? I will keep the Paduka of Ramji there. And I will act. I am servant. On behalf of Ramji, I will act. And this way he acted throughout the Ramji Vaj in Banwas. Came. And when Ramji came, he gave statement of fear. I have done so much things in this. Ramji said, excellent. I could not have done so much. Excellent job. So why this excellent job, the result came? His efficiency increased because the focus was not self. He never did it for self. Everything was done for Lord Rama, who was present in Ayodhya in form of that Paduka. Paduka. So efficiency drops when the ego comes. This is the secret of large profit. This is the secret of large profit. Ego comes, efficiency will go down. Bharatji never thought that I am doing. Oh, Ramji is doing there, he is sitting there as a Paduka roop, that's all. You also start thinking that way, you will find that your efficiency has increased. Therefore, in Upadesar also we have seen, Jagat Ishadi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Vrit Dev Pujanam. Whole Jagat is Ishwar. Whole Jagat is Ishwar. Okay, then look after your wife and children as his duty. As his duty. They are also Ishwar in another form. They are. Now because of the coronavirus, everybody is at home. And the statistics show 30% domestic violence has gone up. Why? Because nobody is considering other person as God. He is also Ishwar. I have to serve him, make him happy. See? Okay. So anger and shouting may remain as a show from outside to get job done. If your children are not doing or not following your instruction, you can show them little bit so anger. But inside you are not angry. Inside you are full of love. But outside to get the job done, children should study. You can show anger. But this is from the outside only. And the Mahatma tells you that like in the playground, referee takes out the red card. Similarly, you will take out anger. Again put it. You are not angry. This way we have to act. Like cat lifts kitten by mouth but don't hurt them. Cat always lift their kittens only with the mouth. But never hurt them. So apply above principle in every moment of life. Mai sarvani karmani indicate Ishwar arpan buddhi. Be instrument in the hands of the Lord. Dedicate life for Lord. Change focus from ego to Lord. Nirasi. Nirasi means without expectation. Nirasi means without expectation. Nobody can act without expecting fruit of action. When we act for desired fruit of action, we may become happy or unhappy. I wanted to become first class person. I became first class second. I become unhappy. I become unhappy because I want that specific result. It can be avoided if we don't insist on desired result. Be some, always equal. It can be avoided if we do succumb. Some. So no desire for self. Nirmam bhutva, without firmness. I am an instrument. Action is done by upadhi. It is not for me. So this is absence of doership. Is nirmam. Karma yogi says, this body, mind and intellect belongs to Lord. It's not mine. It belongs to Lord. Lord has given me. And I am an instrument in the hands of the Lord. Don't allow ego to come in. When you are considering yourself as Karan instrument, at that time don't allow ego to come in. But this ego will also end with the knowledge of self. Yudhyasva, do your duty. Always duty is to fight war. This is happening in the battlefield. Lord is addressing Arjun. And Arjun's duty in the battlefield is to fight. Therefore, yudhasva. And earlier also, Lord had said, tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara or niyatam kuru karma. Now, Lord says, yudhasva bigajvara. Fight. Bigajvara. Bigajvara. What is the meaning of bigajvara? Free from fever. Free from fever does not mean that you have got a fever, temperature in the body. It is not physical fever. It is not physical fever. So which fever is Lord is talking? It is the mental fever. What is the mental fever? Mental fever of Arjun was crying. He was sorrowful. That is the mental fever. So sorrow drains energy. So bigat jwara means bigat santapa. Bigat means free of anxiety. No anxiety. So do your duty. Don't worry about the result. Don't worry about the moksha also. Bhakta loves Lord. He loves Lord selflessly. He does everything for Lord. Karma yogi is also selfless devotee. Selfless devotee. So Gurudev said, Karma yoga speaks about the secret of success. Our energy is dissipated in three ways. Three ways. All energies are dissipated in three ways. Worry for the future, fruit of action. Therefore, Lord says, nirasi. Therefore, Lord says, nirasi. Because we worry for the future. Mamata represents whatever we have got in the past, whatever accumulation we have got, we are attached to it. We say, this is mine. So it relates to past. Therefore, Lord says, nirmama. So while acting in the world, be nirasi. Don't think about the fruit of action at the time of action. Nirmama, while acting in the world, don't think about your possessions, your achievements in the past. And Bigajvara says, excitement in the present. Excitement in the present. Don't get caught up in that excitement of present. No mental fever, no agitation should be there. Give up all above three, you will be successful. This is advantage of Karma Yoga. This is advantage of Karma Yoga. So we have seen in detail Pran Sloka of Chapter 3, Karma Yoga. Mai Sarvani Sanyasya Dhyatma Chesara Nirasi Nirmamo Bhutva Yudhasva Bhigajvara. Please reflect on it. Most important sloka, beginning of sadhana. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, we are seeing that from the secondary worship, secondary bhakti, we can come to primary bhakti. Secondary bhakti to primary. What is secondary bhakti? We all go to temple when we desire something from the Lord. Or we tell, Lord, I am Jigyasu, please help me. Or as a artha. Artha means, I have got all material things like Mirabai. But I want Lord in my life. I want to see. I want to experience. That is Artha. Slowly, slowly from that state, we have seen that is Tamasic Bhakti, Rajasic Bhakti, Sattvic Bhakti. And then after Sattvic Bhakti comes the Parabhakti. Parabhakti comes that way. What is the starting point for us? At this point of time, we are not artha, we are jigyasu, and we are also not artharthi, we are not desiring, because we all have understood, these are all anatma vastu. Those who are desiring anatma vastu, Bhagavan has said, they are mandan, they are all alpa buddhi, foolish, mudha, they are mudha. So we are no more mudha. We are not mood. We don't want anatma vastu. What we want? We want law. Okay, then what to do? Purification of mind. How to do it? Purification of mind. Karma yoga. What is karma yoga? All actions and all thoughts are for the happiness of the Lord. This is the beginning point. From here, the sadhana will start.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.